Well, it is a huge weekend for the Washington Commanders, and not just because the surprising Commanders will take a 4-2 record into Sunday's matchup with the Carolina Panthers at Northwest Stadium. It's because the ultimate team honor will go to one of the greatest players in Washington franchise history.
Green driven back to midfield on the far side. He's got the ball up to the 45, far side 40, a seam to the 35, vaults a man to the 30, breaks it to the near side 25, watch out to the 20, near side 10, he's gone, touchdowns! Darryl Green returns the punt 50 yards.
Hall of Famer Darryl Green will have his number 28 retired during a halftime ceremony. The two-time Super Bowl champ defined the cornerback and punt returner positions during his 20-year career as the fastest man in the NFL and one of the best shutdown defensive backs ever. Not only will Darryl see his number lifted to the top of the stadium on Saturday, he'll also receive the key to the city from D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser. Joining me and WTOP Sports Director George Wallace live now in the studio is Darryl Green. Mr. Green?
Is it afternoon? I've been up all morning.
It's finally afternoon.
Five, so I don't know what time it is, but thank you so much.
Welcome to WTOP. It's a great honor to meet you. Thanks for being here. I think I speak for all Washington fans when we say this is a long overdue honor for you. How do you feel about this happening this weekend?
I feel very good, very humbled by this. And I appreciate all of the tons of people who have said what you just said. I don't and would not, probably don't even feel that way, and that's probably why I'm getting the award, because I recognition, because I just never functioned that way. I didn't anticipate this, expected what have you, but I'm totally humbled and greatly appreciative of both the team and leading the charge and doing this. Of course, Mayor Muriel Bowser for an extraordinary honor, but for all of the people, as you said, personal. I was hearing you personal. That's the part that really gets to me, because, you know, anybody would like to be affirmed, you know, and appreciated. And, I mean, goodness, this is at the highest level of appreciation between the organization and the city and the community. So, dude, I'm just humbled by this. Very, very special.
And you talk about the difference now in the organization. You have made it very clear. You are back. You are all in. The way they surprised you to tell you that you're going to get your number retired, had everybody involved, your whole family involved, and everybody in the building, former teammates and so on and so forth. I mean, that just had to just take it to another level.
The shame was I really was an outsider from the organization. And so my wife and kids who were on that committee,
yeah,
and the people that were dealing with that, they knew, like, man, I don't know how we're going to get him to come over there, because that's just not his life. Not that I was mad or whatever, but I have my own life. I had a meeting that morning. I'm telling my wife that night, hey, you know what, I'm not going to be able to make that deal. I got something to go to. And that didn't go out very good. But she didn't let the cat out the bag, and I was able to, and I was, wow. I was so, so surprised and so, so grateful for that.
And how great is it? I mean, just the fact that what Dan Quinn and Adam Peters have done, and Josh Harris, to make you guys feel like you're back part of the organization. I think just from you and your former teammates in the Joe Gibbs era, I mean, it has to just be a brand new day, right?
And it's sincere.
Yeah.
I was at they have a facility out in College Park, and I was there, and all of these, I'm talking, I don't know, maybe hundreds, whatever, of staff, and it's genuine. It's genuine, and I told them, I said, I've never seen this before.
Yeah,
I've been around other players and their owners and their GMs and their coaches. We never had it in this era. We never had it. So it was just very, very heartwarming yesterday with them.
Darryl, I know you're a man of faith and a man of a true honor, that a lot of people appreciate that about you. But can I ask you, what is your favorite highlight of your career? Don't be humble in this moment. What was the one where you go, oh my gosh, I was amazing?
I had to pick that one to play, that one, because that's got to be up there.
Oh my gosh. Well, you know, a play that is that kind of impactful. We're in Chicago. I think that was Chicago. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
We're on the road, and if you follow the game, the Niners lost to Minnesota. Mm. So we lose, we gain home field if we beat Chicago, because typically we couldn't beat the Niners at the Niners. That's just the truth. So we would beat Minnesota. We'd beat Chicago, and then we'd be going to the 49ers. So that jump was the winning factor. And you know, a lot of times get to hit that, you know, that home run, you know, walk off home run. And then of course the next week where, you know, making the play at the end of that game to put us in the Super Bowl. And then I was the Maytag man. I didn't really have a lot in the Super Bowl, but I just went ahead and done that for you. But
I appreciate it.
I really don't have, because really the great highlight of my career is the whole 20 seasons.
Yeah.
Because the thing that you don't know that I really appreciate is just that one-on-one coverage where they didn't throw the ball and nobody said anything. And I had him shut down. That, to me, that's when I was really doing my thing. Not that highlight play, but that play that, man, they didn't throw any balls toward Daryl. Yeah, because I was working the whole game to make sure when that quarterback looked, oh, no. So that was the greatest. Yeah, absolutely.
You've had some time to think about it on Sunday afternoon when you're out there and they're going to put your number up there. Sonny Jurgensen, Sean Taylor's 21, Sammy Ball's 33, 49, and now 28. You've had a chance to think about what that moment's going to be like.
Oh, my gosh. You're not going to get an answer for that, because I still don't have an answer. It's just, you feel exactly what you just was saying. Mm-hmm. I can see it in your face as you were saying those one hand amount of people.
That's it.
I'm still trying to get around that, figure that out, because that's crazy. I mean, all of the years. How many years are we now? 90? Is the team about 85, 90 years old? It's over 100. It's over 100 from its inception.
From Boston.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so, no, that's, man. And I'm the only, I don't know if you call this modern day, but I didn't play with any of those guys that played. I knew Bobby, of course, and Sonny. I know Sonny. But, no, I'm the first guy from a 40-year era, I guess. 40 years mm-hmm. of a time, or close to going to 50 years. So, yeah, it's, whew, that was big, man. I mean, I'm totally humbled by this. And you're talking about don't be modest. But, man, it is. It takes you there, unless you are just some butthead. You know, I'm not that guy. I'm just not that guy. I'm more grateful. I'm truly grateful.
You are, to us, the great 28. We appreciate you.
I appreciate that.
Thank you so much. Daryl Green, thanks so much for your time today.
WTOP, I'm here. Yes, indeed.
Good to
have
you.
You can come back anytime.
I will.
Anytime. Anytime.